Welcome to the Rewire podcast. I have a friend here today. Cheryl, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. So good to see you.
Good to see you too. I was just saying before we pressed record that, I've been meaning to catch up with you anyway. And so I thought this would be kind of cool because I've been so curious about what you've been up to. We've known each other for quite a while. And it was actually interesting, how I met Cheryl is that at the time I had an office downtown with a couple of people and we were working on developing a corporate wellness software platform. And your team at TPG, which is a publicist group, moved in to use some space and then very quickly outgrew that space and ended up being our neighbors. So we had quite a few years there, which was great. So thanks for taking the time, Cheryl. I know how busy you are.
Oh, it's absolute pleasure. And definitely lots of great times that were had. And, we've got to watch each other evolve over the years. So definitely a very special relationship. And I'm super excited to be chatting with you today on here, Brian.
Yeah, thank you. So Cheryl's also the founder of City Shred and now Elevate as well, which we were just discussing as well. Maybe you could just kind of describe those two things a little bit first before we start.
Yeah, absolutely. So City Shred is a fitness and wellness event series. And I guess the biggest part about it is really chatting about just living like a life athlete. So it's a large event. We bring out, 1,000 plus people to work together. But it's about showing up and we talk about just giving your 100, your personal 100. We just know that if you can give 100 in your career, on the turf, off the turf, in your relationship, that's something that's transferable in all areas of life. And then second to that, what we talk about and what I'm probably the most passionate about is spending time with positive people who are cheering themselves and others on. So we put on these large events and it's all about working together. And as much as it may be a workout or a run, what I really like to say is that I curate events around energy and motivation because truly it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing. If you're around great company and you feel good, chances are you're going to have an incredible time. So City Shred, just big event, a big fitness event. And we just recently launched Elevate, which I am really excited about. We just did it this past weekend. So Elevate is exactly what it sounds like. We run Elevation. So we host it at Blue Mountain in Ontario. And then further to that, it's just about elevating yourself and the people that are around you. So a fun elevation challenge for both kids and adults. We had a 5K, a 10K, and a max elevation challenge. And it was just about getting out in nature, challenging yourself, but then just also understanding how all challenges are just simply that much easier when you're around other people, and then just the positivity aspect. So it was an incredible day. It was horrible weather. And to be honest with you, the fact that, we had a few people come out and do the challenge together was amazing. I was just saying that when I was thinking about it in the morning, I was like, would I even show up to this? I mean, it was torrential downpour. It was a complete mudslide, but people came out and they had a blast. And yeah, it was amazing. So Elevate is a brand new elevation challenge. We do HIIT style workouts, anything from dance, meditation, breath work, and just really bringing a big community together.
Love that. For anybody listening, when I first met you, Cheryl, none of this existed. So you've created all of these things, in a very short period of time. So I'm really curious about that part of it, Cheryl, because you talk about living 100, and that's what people would love to do. But a lot of people are at 50, 60, sometimes lower. Obviously, the community piece is important, but it also starts with yourself. And in terms of maybe just first committing to make that choice or having the belief in yourself. So if you go back, go back a few years to when you were, maybe you're conceptualizing this, or maybe, these things sort of happen in different ways, usually when you're taking action. But right, what was it for you that sort of said, okay, I'm not going to just be small and just do this, one thing. I'm going to create all these things, or how did that sort of evolve for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started City Shred in 2018, and really how it first started, to be honest with you, was when I think boutique gyms became sort of like on the rise. So I started to visit different boutique gyms, and it quickly became like this healthy obsession that I had. And one of the things that I acknowledged was that every single time I would leave one of these workouts, I felt incredible. And something else that I acknowledged was the fact that I often knew no one in the room. And so, you know, I thought about it, and really from like a workout perspective, like we could go onto the internet or on YouTube and find a free program anywhere and go to the gym, hammer it out, go home and call it a day. But this was different. This was the fact that, you know, a lot of coaches outside of the programming piece, they actually curate these opportunities for connection and cheering each other on. And I started to think about that because at the time I was actually going through a divorce, I think. And, you know, there were times like in my personal life, or even like whether it be like with family or with friends, that I wouldn't always feel positive. Yet I was always felt positive in this room filled of people that I had no idea who they were. So you start to draw inspiration from these things. And that was really where City Shred stemmed from, just really cultivating these great experiences. And to your point, when you're talking about, you know, having to see it, to believe it, I mean, visualization became a really big part of it. So after that, and sort of seeing how happy or fulfilled that I could get from these experiences, that quickly became something that I wanted more and more and more of for my life. And not just for myself, but for other people around me, because I knew how much of a great impact it had had on me. So it was an opportunity where I could actually create that and share that hopefully with thousands of people.
Right. So that's the lifestyle athlete piece. Do you think it was because, you know, and it's interesting because you mentioned not always feeling positive in certain scenarios, but in that gym scenario, you were feeling that energy. Do you think it's just moving the body? Because we all hold on to so many little things that come up, you know, sometimes self-doubt creeps in or negative thoughts, and we're just wired that way for survival, not happiness per se, but there's something about moving the body. Do you think it was that piece?
So I definitely think that moving the body is super important, but what I truly think is that when we're thinking about feeling strong, well, it's a lot easier to feel strong physically than it is to acknowledge our strength mentally. So for me, I've always really loved to pair physical and mental goals together because, you know, as you know, and as someone who talks a lot about mindset and, you know, putting people on the right path, I mean, it's really hard. I mean, we like to see as humans vertical wins. So often when we are working on ourselves, we don't necessarily get to see those wins right off the bat. And, you know, we all want that instant gratification. So the thing that I love about the physical part is that the stronger that I get or that I feel, it actually shows me the mental payoff because they're so directly correlated. So I think that, you know, yes, I was around incredible people that were supportive and that was amazing, but I could feel myself getting stronger. I acknowledged that I was being supported. And then from there, it was just really, you know, it was easier for me to understand, like, you're growing and growth is tough. And this has always been something that I've loved to pair together.
Yeah, I love the way you articulate that. And that is a huge point because, you know, when I work with somebody in terms of meditation, you know, it's kind of like the gym. You know, you don't work out or meditate for 2 weeks, go look in the mirror and expect to see something different. But over time, physically, you will see something different. Potentially on the meditation side, you might not recognize anything significant. And we do love that instant gratification. So tying those together, I think, is a brilliant way of doing it. And I want to talk a little bit more about your athletics individually in a moment. But so I guess that physical piece started to create some momentum for you. you know, when we're going through a growth, mentally, physically, there's so much resistance. There's so much resistance to snap back to who we were. And, you know, I always say that the challenge is, how do we overcome and become more than we were yesterday? And, you know, some days it might be a couple steps back, right? But I mean, it's that moving forward, and things always come up to get in your way, injuries, setbacks, loss, tragedies, all types of things. How do you manage the setbacks then? How do you keep this discipline that you've created to keep moving forward and keep you evolving?
I think for me, a big piece of, you know, what I deem to be my success is just perspective. You know, I think that, you know, everything that is a blessing could also be a curse. I'm very grateful for my health, for everything that I've been able to achieve. And I think that one of the most important parts is just like celebrating those small wins along the way, because then when you do get faced with adversity, it's easier to actually go back and acknowledge the time when you were strong, because in that moment of, you know, whatever the setback is, that's just a moment in time. But if you continuously celebrate your wins and anchor those wins, then your setback is just something that's happening. It's not actually you. So I think for me, everything has really been perspective. You know, like a big one for me, and I was actually just chatting about it today, is, you know, for example, I mean, a lot of people, and especially now with City Shred, or, you know, getting to meet so many people, you know, I'll have so many people that will compliment me on my great energy. Oh, Cheryl, you have so much energy. But interestingly enough, I also have, you know, there are people that might think I'm too much, and that's okay. But I could either sit here and be thankful for all the people that love and support me, or I could focus on the people that think that I'm too much. And it's the exact same thing. So I think that perspective is absolutely everything. And then just making sure that you're constantly celebrating your successes and understanding that everybody's successes is different. Effort is effort. So, you know, for some people, getting out of bed this morning was a challenge. You know, people will constantly message me or tell me that they think that, you know, I'm inspiring for something that I've accomplished. And, you know, my number one thing is like, yeah, but like, you know, what about you? And I think that that's why it's so important to kind of celebrate those things and acknowledge our own effort, because it definitely makes things a lot easier when you have that setback to look in the mirror and remember why you're strong. It's not about anything
else. Yeah. Yeah. So well said. And yes, you do have an unforgettable personality and energy, Cheryl. I think anyone who's met you can feel that. And I don't know who you would be too much for, but I do love the fact that you talk about celebrating the wins. There's a great book by Dr. Benjamin Hardy called The Gap and the Gain. And too many people get caught in the gap of never actually getting there versus, like you said, some days just getting your ass out of bed and just getting through that day on that hard day is enough of a win to check that box to say, okay, yes. And then tomorrow's the next day to go back into it. So that's huge. And I think a lot of people don't actually live that way. You know, I think we're just very hard on ourselves oftentimes.
Honestly, I think it's so incredible. I mean, you know, I think it's just so important to be the best version of you. I think social media can be really tough for people. But yeah, I think that's why if you're celebrating those wins, it definitely helps, because again, like effort is effort, 100% effort. So, you know, me going out and running a half Ironman, you know, now at this point with all my training is not that difficult. You know, so, but there's certain things in my life, ask me about relationships, you know, it's easier for me to run an Ironman than it is to be in a relationship. So, sure. You know, but yeah, so it's all about celebration for sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on visualization as well. Do you have a process for that?
I definitely do a lot of visualization. I think, you know, especially in training for sure, but even in City Shred, actually, one of my favorite stories was after or before I launched my very first City Shred event, I actually went to the field the night before and no one knew that I was going. And I went there at 10 o'clock in the evening. It was dark. And I actually just laid on the field and I visualized 200 people showing up the next morning. And I told myself, if 200 people show up here tomorrow morning, this event series will be a success. And I woke up in the morning and it was supposed to rain. It didn't rain. And 200 people came to our very first event. And now that's, you know, 1,300 people. But that visualization piece was really important for me. And I do the exact same thing with anything, with all areas of my life. I mean, you really do have to see it to achieve it. It's not just about sort of like affirmations. I mean, you have to believe it in your core. So yeah, I love visualization. I certainly like, I make a plan. I know exactly what I have to do to get the results that I want. But once you sort of like have that plan and understand sort of the hard work and the execution and know that you're capable of those things, it's almost like I sort of like reverse engineer it. And I already see myself at the finish line. Same thing for my first Ironman. I asked one of my employees to take a photo of me and put it on a photo of me in the finish line of the Ironman. And I already had known that I was going to, you know, that I could accomplish that. And at that time, I couldn't even swim. I couldn't swim 10 meters. Like I'd never cycled. I'd never ran, but I had already crossed the finish line. So, I mean, visualization, I truly believe, is a very big part of our success.
That's huge. And like you said, I think where people fall short with that is the belief piece. And then, but you kind of alluded as well to your process of reverse engineering that. I mean, to create that belief, there has to be, there's work involved and there's a lot more to just support the, like not just the sitting on the couch hoping to manifest something that without taking the action and putting in the time and the work.
Well, I think like one thing that's super interesting and I've kind of been on this whole thing about like reverse engineering and sort of believing, because, you know, as I had mentioned, when it comes to like perspective, but some people will ask me like, you know, is there anyone in your family that was in like endurance sports or that was like super athletic? And like the answer is no one was, or even like an entrepreneur or extremely successful for that matter. And the answer is no. But one thing that I was able to sort of take from everything is, you know, my mom, when I was younger, when I was little, I mean, she would wake up every morning at 4:30 in the morning. She would get my dad ready to go to work. She would come back. She would get my breakfast ready and my brother's, get our lunch stuff ready. And then she'd actually head out and she worked at a grocery store because she put her career on hold so that she could do everything for us. She'd come home from the grocery store, get us from school, take us to sports, come home, do dinner, and then would do it all over again. And so it's interesting because people will ask me like, you know, where did all of this come from? And at the end of the day, you know, to be an athlete or to be successful, I mean, what does it take? It takes hard work. And I look at my mom like an athlete, like a life athlete. You know, she could have done anything that she wanted to do with that work ethic. So, you know, am I surrounded by successful people? No, not necessarily, but I'm surrounded by really hardworking individuals. So I know that hard work and dedication is what's required to achieve the things that I want to do. So, you know, I really have found a way to reverse engineer the things that have happened in my life to find strength. And I think that that's why it really is truly about perspective.
Well, that's beautiful. And thanks for sharing that, Cheryl. I didn't, you know, I think I've met your mom along the way, but, you know, her showing up for you and the family with that consistency is inspiring. And it's so amazing that you've drawn from that in your current version.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the triathlon as well. I mean, it's I know a lot of people who tackle a triathlon, you know, and I've also known people who've actually, you know, competed at high levels. You know, I actually dated a world team triathlete for many years, but that's what she grew up doing, and that's what she did throughout her whole life. And she didn't just start, you know, somewhere along the way, like kind of like you did. So a lot of people have this as a goal, but then you've now taken this to a point where you're very competitive. So maybe you could just encapsulate a little bit of the story around your triathlete experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, first and foremost, I got into triathlon in the pandemic. I mean, I couldn't go to the gym. So, you know, I think many of us took to the roads, whether it was to run or cycle. And, you know, it was a great goal for me. It was something that I had never thought of before. And I did have a little bit of motivation because I was in a relationship at the time with somebody who wanted to do a triathlon, but he'd never trained with me. And so we broke up, and, you know, in the Cheryl competitive manner, I was like, oh, I'm doing this triathlon. And not only am I going to do this triathlon, but I'm going to beat him at his own game. So, you know, I'm very competitive. So that's honestly what started it out. And honestly, like I had mentioned, like I couldn't swim 10 meters, but I found a triathlon coach and I found a swim coach. And I kind of just like got started. And, you know, there was so much that I have learned about myself along the way. So, you know, one, as I mentioned, I love putting like my physical and my mental goals together. And I can tell you that doing a triathlon, I mean, it's probably one of the greatest sports to do both. First and foremost, learning how to swim, like putting your full face, submerging your head into water, not knowing how to swim, all you are alone with are your thoughts. So, I mean, if there is a time that you have to learn how to control your thoughts, it is in the water. So being able to learn how to swim was something that was, you know, amazing for me for multiple reasons. But honestly, with triathlon, I've just found this incredible community. I'm constantly surrounded by motivated and positive people that I talk about all the time. And I believe that all the positivity and support that I found has really helped me to become a great athlete. And I think from that as well, like the visualization piece, like the interesting thing about being in running, for example, is, you know, a lot of times like you'll show up to a run club and people already know, like, they're the fast runners and they're the slow runners. And it's interesting because you create a lot of limited beliefs just by saying those things. Whereas like for me, when I got into it, I remember my coach asked me like, how fast can you run? And I had no idea. So, you know, he was like, I want you to run 8K. And I just had told him that I was going to run 8K at a 4:30 kilometer pace. And to be honest with you, like I'd never done that before. But in that moment, you know, there was no limited beliefs. Like I just decided that I was going to run the 4:30 for the 8 kilometers. So I went out to Lakeshore and I ran 8 kilometers at a perfect 4:30. And, you know, by the time I was done, I couldn't breathe and I had to sit down, but I had done it. And, you know, that is just like such a prime sort of example of, you know, how this has continued to evolve. So, you know, I've just continued to make more goals, whether it be, you know, hitting the podium at national races. But honestly, I think that all of the success has truly just been the fact that I get to spend so much time with motivated and incredible people, you know, and even to, you know, what I was saying beforehand, when it comes to like hard work, like some people will say like, you know, how do you squeeze in like 2 or 3 or 4 hours of training on top of, you know, your workload or whatever else it may be. And, you know, it's for me, it's not that difficult. I got to wake up this morning at 6 a.m. and I got to spend time with 15 highly motivated, incredible runners. Like, how would that not make you successful? yeah, I mean, that's kind of like how it started. And I have an incredible coach and community, and I just continue to pull inspiration from every training session and every incredible human that inspires me. And I don't mean just like the people that are the fastest. Anyone who crosses the start line is someone that inspires me, and I just pull inspiration and motivation from everyone that I meet. And it's been an incredible journey, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to grow.
Yeah, I love that. I'm feeling like I want to do one too, just after hearing you describe the experience. I love how you frame your beliefs, Cheryl, and just recognizing quickly the limiting beliefs, like the words we say. Sometimes we're not aware of our thoughts if we're not mindful, and things are just kind of autopilot. But the words we choose, you know, and the people we listen to, so impactful. And the fact that you don't allow yourself to be classified as anything but what you actually decide for yourself is important. And I think a lot of people could benefit from that practice. And because beliefs are interesting, because they're a lot of our beliefs are kind of are wired in at a young age, but they are malleable, but it's a lot of effort to change those.
Yeah, I agree with that, Brian. And I feel like very, you know, I feel just blessed, to be honest with you, to sort of like have this outlook. It certainly hasn't been easy. I mean, we all have a journey and we all have a past, but we also all have a choice to break things down and to have our own perspective to help us to persevere. And I think that's something that's has been really important to me. And just as an example, when I was young, it's not something that I share with a lot of people, but I was abused. And it's interesting because I've had many therapists, as example, say to me, like, let's chat about that trauma. And even to the point where I had someone that asked me to like scream out loud and like scream at that woman that abused you as a little kid. And so I did it because that was the practice. And after that, she asked me how I felt. And I said, like, I didn't actually feel anything because I didn't have a connection to it. And I'm not like saying that people shouldn't have a connection to their past or traumas. We're all different. There is no one person that is the same. But for me, and like as a little girl, and as all the things that I've been, with my mom and my family being so supportive and having incredible mentors and people around me, again, like it's been an opportunity for me to turn that into an inner strength. And also what I believe is probably one of like my burning desires to help other people. And I love working with kids. And I think one of the reasons is because, I think that it's important to be relatable, to share stories and to just share that strength. So, again, it's been a perspective piece for me. So I've been able to find strength from absolutely everything that's happened. And I truly believe that I, along with everyone else, is capable of everything that they believe they are.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that as well, Cheryl. I mean, Your the healing journey, what I'm gathering, and it's something you do today, it's just really about the people you surround yourself with, and we've all been through things, and sometimes, things we don't even really recall sometimes affect us as adults. But the idea is we're not going to forget those things. But when we go back to that place, did we file that back with an inert emotion, meaning that you're not going to let that put you back into that feeling? Or is that feeling still there? Is that wound still there, unhealed? And so that's a beautiful way to work through that. You just made me smile when you said kids, because you've actually featured my kids on your City Shred kids channel, and especially during COVID, which was an incredible experience for them to be able to do all that. And through that, we were able to do some of the media and morning shows as well. You're still working with kids in these events as well.
Yes, I am. So this past weekend, we also had kids out there running our challenge. And of course, my part of the day was to run with the kids. You know, for me, it's a huge passion of mine. I really want to help to build life athletes out of our future generations. And I, you know, want to help provide the tools for success anywhere that I can, especially when it comes to youth. I grew up as a dance teacher, so I'd always been around little girls specifically. I've done a lot of different mentorship programs, and it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. And your kids are obviously just like such a gem, and they were so cute and so confident, and you must be so proud of them. I mean, it's amazing what they do. I mean, they're literally going to be like bona fide superstars, like in like the motivational speaking or whatever it is that they want to do.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I love that you're doing this for kids, Cheryl, and you're setting a great example and giving them the opportunity, because, you know, they do what we do rather than what we say oftentimes, right? So it's nice to model that. Okay. So just as we kind of get to the end, I just wanted to usually check in. I'm curious about people's daily routines. And, you know, I know based on what you're training, you mentioned that you're out for a run with the group this morning, and yes, what a great way to start the day, moving your body with a positive group of people. Do you have a specific like thing for self-care that you protect time for every day, or is it always in flux, what is it for you that works?
Yeah, if I'm being honest, like nothing is perfect for sure. I definitely live a very busy life, but I absolutely make sure that I'm always doing something for myself. You know, I get a lot of joy out of training. So sometimes it's training, but other times I really enjoy reading. I actually really enjoy reading out loud, because if I read out loud, I find like no other thoughts are able to come in. So if I am not utilizing training as my joy, then, you know, I'm probably reading books or researching. And I make sure that every single day I create some sort of time and space for me. And I know and I recognize how important it is for my cup to be full so that I can help and continue to do the things that I do for others.
Yeah, well, that's quite evident. But I love the reading out loud idea, because it's funny how sometimes you can read a page and we're a completely different place in our mind at the same time.
Yes, I know. It's actually, I've often felt really silly, and I'm sure like I live in a condo and people probably walk by and they can hear me reading out loud, because sometimes I'm in like a full on, you know, I don't know, it's almost like it's my own show. But it is important, and I feel like, you know, to your point of, you know, meditating, it is important to get out of our heads, and reading has been a really big thing for me. And I think also it's one of the reasons why I love curating events and having music and movement, because these are certainly times where we're not thinking, and it allows us to be fully present, which you obviously know all about.
Yes, that's a beautiful place to be. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for taking the time to do this today and share some amazing ideas. And I'm, you know, as your friend, I just want to say, like, you know, I love you. I'm so proud of you. It's just been amazing to watch you over the years. Every chance I get to see you, it's always an amazing experience. What's coming up for you next? And maybe you can also just share where people can find you, City Shred, Elevate, all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I get into that, I also wanted to say thank you, and, you know, wanted to echo that. I mean, I'm so proud of you, and it's so amazing to watch you evolve. And, you know, again, like to see your kids and your family, you know, following in these incredibly positive footsteps. I mean, I'm super proud of you, and I'm sure they are, and I'm sure you are too. So, you know, I definitely echo that, Brian. And what's next? So I obviously just hosted this last event. I'm heading out to a training camp on Saturday, South Carolina, and I am racing in 3.5 weeks in Spain, my first half Ironman for the year. So what's really important to me is I bottle up all of that energy from my last event, and I am taking that bottle with me to Spain, and I have some really big goals, looking to qualify for Worlds, and I know that it will happen because I believe that it will. And then further to that, we have our next City Shred event coming up on July 20th in Toronto. And for anybody who wants to follow me, they can find me either at city_shred. That is my business Instagram page. And then my personal Instagram is at PR Cheryl. And yeah, love to chat about goals or just honestly share any kind of positive energy.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'll be certainly following along on your quest to the World Championships. So I'm super excited about what you're going to be busting out of that bottle in Spain soon. So.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.